Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13.
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Now, today's devotional reflection. A story by Sir Ken Robinson recounts an incident in an elementary school where a drawing class was being taught. In the back of the classroom, there sat a little girl who typically didn't pay attention in school. But in the drawing class, she was completely engaged. The girl remained absorbed in her drawing for over 20 minutes, with her arms wrapped around her paper. The teacher found this intriguing and eventually asked the girl what she was drawing. Without lifting her gaze from her paper, the girl replied, "I'm drawing God." The teacher remarked, "But nobody knows what God looks like." The girl confidently stated, "They will in a minute. God knows every single detail about you. He has even counted each hair on your head and thinks about you more times than there are grains of sand." Psalm 139:18. He loves you more than you can fathom. His steadfast love for you is so immense that he has a flawless plan for every day of your life. He desires to renew your thoughts, feelings, and conduct with his tender kindness so that your life may be enriched with the marvelous peace of his presence. We worship a God who brings about remarkable changes. The freedom and healing we seek come from our connection with our Creator. The Bible mentions that God created humanity from the dust of the ground and breathed into their nostrils the breath of life and thus became a living being. Genesis 2:7. Scripture also expresses that God formed us in our mother's womb. Psalm 139:13. We are marvelously created to be in a relationship with God. Psalm 139:14. Our Heavenly Father desires to bring about miraculous transformation in our lives, so that the profound work of his presence increasingly shapes us. How does God desire to bring about transformation? It begins by placing belief and trust in Christ Jesus. It starts by asking Jesus to forgive your sin debt and accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Once you have been forgiven, you are given the indwelling presence of God's Holy Spirit. Now we are positioned for a friendship with God the Father. God's avenue for continued transformation is spending time alone with him daily. Regardless of where you are in your relationship with God, time spent in his presence is the catalyst to living a transformed life. In the same way, a candle must be ignited with a flame. You must continuously encounter the fire of God's love to live a joy-filled life. God is your only constant source. You will only find lasting satisfaction through God's closeness. When you seek God, you will find him when you seek God with all your heart. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.